Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You've been hearing, I hope, in the news that Mayor Lori Lightfoot has blasted the governor of Texas in a letter she sent to him about the fact that more migrants are still coming to Chicago. It sounds like there was a pause or a lull, but this from the Tribune today, a late April tenfold increase in migrant arrivals has stretched city resources. They mentioned a sum of something like $124 million in anticipated costs caring for these people. And the article talks about a Brandi Kanazi, who is the commissioner of the Department of Family and Support Services, who talked to the city council about that. And Brandi joins us now on WGN. Brandi, thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Does the federal government compensate states for the care or movement of these migrants?
So states are able to apply for federal funding through their grant program. In 2022, we received $5.5 million in FEMA funding. For 2023, we have submitted applications for FEMA funding. We have not received anything to date for 2023.
Neither sum sounds like it would then be 100% of the local cost. Is that right?
That is correct. We've also received $20 million, or actually, let me correct myself, $30 million from the state of Illinois through their General Assembly. But again, you know, when you think about, we were receiving, 108 buses from August through January from Texas and Colorado. And then, you know, with the impending call that, you know, we're going to start receiving buses again, and just the uptick we've seen, it's not enough money when you think about what people needs are, right? We provide shelter, we provide food, medical assistance. It's just not enough to go around.
The story indicates that now we're trying to find places to put them other than police stations, like buildings that aren't being used, schools, park district facilities, etc. Whatever I think about what's happening in Texas, this is a problem that needs a federal solution. I understand why Texas doesn't like it to be their problem, but obviously Greg Abbott has a different agenda here anyway. But how is it that the federal government isn't resolving this?
You know, this is not a local problem, right? This is a national problem that needs a national response. When we visited the border in October, we could see people lining up waiting and talking to our colleagues in the El Paso and the Del Rio sectors. We understand that there are over 45,000 people waiting to come, and some sources say that number is even larger, that there are over 600,000 people waiting at the border to come. And so coordination response is really important in terms of making sure when we receive a bus, we don't get any heads up of who's coming on the bus, when the bus is coming. So it's a very reactive response. Once people are here, they have a year to apply for asylum. Once they apply for asylum, they have to wait 150 days to apply for work authorization and pay $500. And so one of the first things that I think really needs to happen at the congressional level is we have to expedite people being able to work. Individuals want to work, and they have to be able to take care of themselves. Second thing is really the funding from FEMA and the coordination. You know, in Chicago, we have a homeless problem, and so our homeless shelter system has 3,000 beds. Right now, we have close to 2,900 people who are in our alternate migrant shelter, and so right now, at the pace we're going to surpass the number of new arrivals and migrants that are in shelters. They will be more than, they will increase the number of people that we have in our regular homeless system. I think the other piece is about, you can't just think about shelter, right? The city of Chicago, you know, we have stood up over 20 shelters in the last 8 months. Right now, we have to also think about resettlement, because shelter is a temporary fix. Individuals need the same protections that refugees receive from the federal government when they come. Unfortunately, asylees don't come with any protections or any services, and so you're really left to figure it out on your own.
Okay, well, here again, I don't like what Greg Abbott is doing, but I also don't think he has to bear the expense that the nation should be covering. But be that as it may, how easy would it be for Texas to at least call Chicago and say, okay, you may not want them, but at least here's what you're getting, here's their condition, here's their ages, here's their demographics. Could they do that, and do they do anything like that?
There's very limited coordination. We usually hear about it through a nonprofit network. What's important to know is that the asylum seekers that are coming to us now, when you compare to the individuals we received in the fall, these individuals have a lot higher need. They have a lot of healthcare needs. They're pregnant. It's unfortunate. You see broken bones. Individuals have traveled thousands of miles through the Darien Gap. And so because Customs and Border Patrol and the detention centers are overwhelmed, people are just coming by plane, by bus, and other means in presenting. To your question, could there be coordination? Absolutely. They have their own state emergency management that could reach out to Chicago. So we've had conversations with officials in Texas. I think people do what they want. There has to be coordination, and this cannot be shouldered by just Chicago, New York, D.C. This is a
Understood.
Large country. We've got to spread it around. And this is, again, it's not a Chicago-centric or any just local city. This is a national problem that has to be solved for.
Has the mayor's office heard back from the governor of Texas?
I don't believe so.
Okay, Brandy, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Let's stay in touch, but thanks for the update on this story today.
Thank you so much.